Time to talk all things tennis here on the Sideline View. Our tennis expert is Darren Parkin. But, Dasha, I know you love all sport. I know you love your cricket. Justin Langer, it was almost inevitable, but what do you make of it?
Yeah, it feels on face value like the wrong call when you consider the success. Obviously, winning the T20 World Cup, and they've almost gone 5-0 in the Ashes, or probably 5 minutes away from that. But it's that old adage of, do you have the players? And basically, the silence has been deafening. There's been no Australian player in the last couple of months, with all of this speculation, that has publicly endorsed him. Pat Cummins has been asked repeatedly in interviews as the captain whether he wants Justin Langer to continue and won't commit. The only names you're getting that are supporting Justin Langer are his former teammates and former mates that played with him many, many years ago. So that probably says a little bit. It seems odd that he would lose the players. He seems a confident, friendly, likeable type person, very passionate. Maybe that intensity, for whatever reason, has rubbed off on them the wrong way. But yeah, it would appear, reading between all of the lines, that he and the playing group are not on the same page. So it does seem bewildering that they could have that much success if that was the case.
Surely does. Now, speaking of success, you're here to wrap up the Australian Open 2022. And firstly, let's kick off by saying, after all the hullabaloo of the Djokovic situation, what an absolutely fantastic Australian Open was run and won. And it was won superbly by Ash Barty, the Special K's, and Rafael. So let's talk about Ash first up.
Yeah, for sure. And it's amazing after all of that it looks like Novak Djokovic might now actually get vaccinated, despite all of that controversy. That would have obviously saved a few headaches in the first place. But yeah, Ash, amazing. First Australian to win the home slam since 1978 in either the men's or women's draws. First to play in the final on the women's side since 1980. She's now obviously won three of the four majors. She's the number one player in the world. She was absolutely outstanding. Didn't drop a set all tournament. Came from 5-1 down in the second set of the final to win it 7-6. Just devastating. Probably career best form. It feels like ever since she won Wimbledon last year that being the dream came true, that she feels unstoppable really since then. And she's everything people say is accurate. She's the role model and the inspiration that everybody should look up to.
I was at the movies last night. What's this got to do with tennis chat? Well, there was a trailer on for that movie King Richard, I think, that's coming up. What's happened to the Williams sisters? Are they finished?
In all but, I guess, official word, yes. I mean, they haven't retired yet, but Venus withdrew from the Australian Open with injury. I think she's 43 or thereabouts.
Oh, yeah, she's 43. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, she had a good little revival a few years ago. She actually made the Australian Open final in about 2017 or 18. But the injuries are starting to stack up a bit. And Serena, she's been very competitive in slams when she's played lately. But she's just ticked over 40 as well. She hasn't won a major for 5 years now, so I sense that moment has passed. We're seeing her go, quarterfinals, semifinals when she plays, but invariably trying to do it for 2 weeks over 7 matches is a bit beyond her at this stage. So I would think that you could, as good a player as she is, you could probably put a line through her adding to her 23 titles.
I don't sound disrespectful with this question, so it's not meant to be like that at all. But is women's tennis at the moment strong, weak, or indifferent? It's just like, we know how great Ash is, but where's the rest of them?
Probably describe it as in a transition. The men's game is probably about to do that in a couple of years when Federer's just about done and Nadal and Djokovic are in their mid-30s. Obviously, with Serena dominating that era, I think we're at a point now where we're waiting to see who the next player is to stand up. And it looks like Ash has put her hand up as being the best player to lead this generation. But you've got guys or players like Naomi Osaka, who's very good on the hard courts. You've got some good players that are quite young, like Iga Swiatek, Clara Thorsen from Denmark, Emma Raducanu. There's some good young names there, but it's kind of transitioned from an era where Serena Williams dominated to this era now where we're looking for the new faces. So I'd say it's on its way back to strength, but it's just in a transitional period like the Australian cricket team was at about 10 or 12 years ago.
Now, mate, you touched on it just before. If you believe the newspapers, Djokovic, he's lined up down at the clinic there in, where is he, Serbia? And he's about ready to have vaccination number one. Is that right?
It appears that way, which is interesting because obviously he's been quite principled on the issue. But I wonder whether Nadal winning the Australian Open and going one ahead of him, with the next slam being the French Open, which Nadal dominates, to potentially go two clear of him. That Novak's thinking, I'm 34, I turn 35 this year, you know, I'm in my sweet spot. If I don't play this year, then I'm squandering my career. So I get the feeling that that lure of the record and the performance of some of his rivals and the writing on the wall, the French Open have already said they won't let unvaccinated players in. Wimbledon, I'd say, would almost certainly be the same, that he probably feels that, yeah, I've got no other choice or I can't play.
What a final it was, by the way. I mean, it went till, I think, about 10 past 12 with Nadal, and he came back from... Well, the game was almost over, wasn't it? It was just about over at the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he fought back, and just one of the great fightbacks. Tell me this, and I saw some of this on social media, which I thought was a little bit nasty. A few people said, oh, if Djokovic had have been playing, Nadal wouldn't have even been in the final. Not sure about that.
Yeah, look, it's impossible to say. I mean, a lot of people will voice that view, but it's really a pointless view because there's no way that you'll ever be able to put that into reality and know for sure. I mean, yes, he's won 9 Australian Opens, but it's like when people say who would have won a race between Farlap and Mackay-Bidiva and all those sorts of things. It's all well and good that we have a theory on it, but there's no way we will ever know. So, yeah, I mean, look, Nadal was, I thought, the best player in the tournament, even leading into the final, even though I thought Medvedev might get him in that decider. Nadal's form was terrific. You know, we've got to look at the positives. He was on crutches 5 months ago. He missed the back end of the year. He hasn't won the Australian Open for 13 years. Came from 2 sets to love down. First player ever to win the Australian Open doing that. So, yeah, there's just so many positives out of it for him. It's probably the best win of his career. He was down 2 sets and 3 break points in the 3rd set, so he was almost out the door. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's a theory that Novak would have certainly been a massive chance to win, but there is not a person on earth that can say for sure that he would have.
We won't touch on the special case because we gave them a big rap last week, but that was fantastic as well. Hey, just before we go, so what do we got that's big that's coming up in the next few months? What's the next major? Is that the French and then Wimbledon and then...
Yeah, Wimbledon's pretty much straight after. They've got the sort of Miami swing in America in about March. That's next on the agenda for us in a tennis sense, and you know, a bit of Davis Cup around the traps. But it'll not be in hiatus, but it'll pick up again sort of towards the middle stages of the year.
Well, all in all, Australian tennis, not Australian Open tennis, but Australian tennis is looking in pretty good shape. And we hold the women's title at our own Open. We hold the men's double title, so it's not going too bad.
Yeah, and we hold the Wimbledon title, obviously, when that rolls around. We had 8 Australians in finals overall, if you count mixed doubles, Dylan Alcott in the wheelchair, and obviously Ash and the all 4 men that were in the doubles. So, yeah, that's our best result in a very long time.
Fantastic stuff. And, mate, thanks for your help over the summer of tennis here at Gold Central Victoria. Mate, we'll do the sideline view right across the year, so we'll dial back in sort of around about French Open time.
Absolutely. Free anytime.
Good on you, Darren. Darren Parkin, our tennis expert here on the Sideline View, Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071.